House of Bob is sponsored by Legend 7 Brewing. Based in our hometown of Calgary, Alberta, these guys do a ton to keep us online and keep beers in our fridge. Thanks for listening. Last time on House of Annihilation, Kozef Horklaw, Red Wizard of Thay, has offered an alliance to the exhausted crew of the High Havoc. With only one more puzzle cube to retrieve, the group decides to explore more of the city to get any edge over the wizard that they can. Having investigated the trapped entrance to the Tomb of the Nine Gods, they headed to a ruined amphitheater and came face to face with the terror of Omu, a massive feathered Tyrannosaurus, the King of Feathers.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Liana Servana, the Elf Beastmaster.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm playing as Cranston Thorne, the Half-Elf Bard.
My name's Alex, and I'll be playing as Horik Jones, the Human Fighter.
I'm Christina, and I'm playing Douglas, the Ganassi Evoker.
And I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master. If you like what you hear, you can support House of Bob and help us grow by reviewing us on iTunes, buying merch from our Etsy store, or even just telling your friends about us. Roll on! Seems bad. So here you guys are. We left off, and this huge Tyrannosaurus, bigger even than the undead zombie Tyrannosaurus that you fought before, has coalesced out of this floating cloud of oversized macaw-style feathers right at the edge of the amphitheater, hemming you guys into the center. It's there, roaring at you. I'm going to show you a picture. You guys can all give me a dramatic gasp of ooh or something when I show it to you for radio effect. Here it is. He's got too many toes.
We're going to use that against him.
He's got too many toes.
Oh my God, though. That is frightening.
Oh, so many toes. That's more than normal. What manner of eldritch abomination is this?
He's got four toes on his left foot and three on his right foot.
Maybe he lost that other one.
Yeah, he's unnatural for sure.
It's for dramatic effect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the person forgot.
Maybe that's a sign that we can, like, take out toes on the one side and he'll just, like...
It's a hydra. Take off one toe and two more grow back. All right, so I'm just going to keep in the initiative that we had before. Liani rolled a 20. Horik rolled a 13. The King of Feathers, even 11. Cranston at 9. Douglas at 6. So King of Feathers has just taken his turn to teleport out into the midst of the amphitheater, and he's now going to make a multi-attack on Cranston.
Okay.
Actually, he's not.
Oh.
Changed my mind.
Uh-oh.
Instead, he is going to summon forth from within his feathers a swarm of wasps.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm going to use Deinonychus number one, his token from last week, and toss that out there. This swarm comes out and acts on the King of Feathers' turn, heading straight for Horik.
Bees!
They're wasps.
So swarms can occupy another creature's space and vice versa. It's going to move onto your space and it's going to begin to sting and bite you.
Ow!
Owie.
Ow!
Oh no, don't do it.
I'm allergic to bees!
Horik, 19 from the wasps and attempting to swarm and bite you.
Oh, that hits.
Okay.
Would I still have my haste from
two weeks ago?
Yep, you sure do. Go ahead and take 10 piercing damage.
Ooh.
Cranston, your turn.
Friend.
Oh, right. There's one thing I can do when I'm only beside him, and I feel like I'm not going to want to be beside him ever again.
Oh, okay. Go for it, then. I'll just bleed out.
What are you at?
You know, 15.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. That's fine, actually. I'm fine, you guys.
This horrific dinosaur man, not dinosaur man, just dinosaur with an odd number of toes, comes charging out. Sounds like he was about to get in claws and teeth. Cranston reaches out, touches him on the side, and casts Bestow Curse.
Bestow Curse. Hmm. So I'm going to make a save, I'm guessing?
Wisdom saving throw, please.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's probably not super wise. I don't know.
I don't know. That laugh made me think he's actually very wise.
I'm going to show you this dice that I would roll, but he's got legendary resistance.
Right.
You can feel the magic start to grab onto his skin as he's thrashing around in front of you, and then it just fizzles.
So for us that don't know what that means.
So legendary resistance is a special ability of particularly powerful and mythical creatures. I should roll it because it says if the King of Feather fails a saving throw, it can choose to succeed instead. So he may not actually need to use it up. And he fails. So he does use his legendary resistance.
Is that a one-time thing?
You don't know.
Depending on how strong they are, they could have one or they could have two or three or more. So this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Any movement? Any bonus actions?
But I will give Douglas a Bardic Inspiration die. I'm coming.
Thank you.
Just stay alive one more round and I can heal you.
Douglas, your turn.
Oh, it's Douglas's turn. I'm feeling so good.
What are you at for hit points?
15.
Oh, I can easily take you down.
Yeah, I know. I'm
just stay right there for now.
Completely aware. Okay, I am going to cast Tidal Wave.
Oh,
okay.
This is your new move.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet before. Conjure up a wave of water that crashes down on an area within range. The area can be up to 30 feet long, up to 10 feet wide, and up to 10 feet tall. Each creature that is in the area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failure, a creature must take 48 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone. On a success, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't knocked prone. The water then spreads across the ground in all directions and extinguishes unprotected flames.
Oh no, the King of Feathers fires!
I know, he needs those.
That is a 12 to save.
I have a 13.
You can see that the feathers vibrate on the back of his body, mm-hmm. keeping him aloft. Go ahead and roll your damage, he'll take half.
Okay. 17 damage, halved.
8.
I move back closer to the opening entrance.
Okay. Next up, Liani.
Woo.
There you can see just beside town, Horik is surrounded by a swarm of wasps, stinging and biting, trying to get inside his armor. Right beside Cranston, a huge Tyrannosaurus Rex looks pretty fearsome and has just shrugged off two spells that have been cast at it.
Horik, how much damage have you taken so far?
Some.
Some?
Not a lot.
Town's pretty hurt, unfortunately. So I was thinking about casting my spell, my healing spirit.
Where would you put it, though?
Probably on top of town.
Okay.
And then town could move out and get the heals from it.
Okay, so there's a healing spirit. What does it look like?
It's the exact shape as town.
It's just another, it's a ghostly town,
yeah.
Kind of like sharing his space and,
exactly.
And they move in as one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's an action for you to cast?
Yeah.
Okay, move action, bonus action.
Yes, town heals for 6. I'm going to use my move action to pick up my bow. I'm going to circle over towards town and Horik.
Okay. Horik, it is your turn.
Okay.
Horik, if you need to step into that healing square, it'll heal you a d6.
Horik does like a little sidestep into this healing spirit, this like kitty-shaped spirit. And has a brief little pet with the
it
little
just rubs up on your
spirit
leg.
Kitty.
Yeah, do purring noises.
And heals for 4 hit points. And then Horik's going to take Bob the Battle Axe and turn the head of it sideways and try to, like, swat all these wasps in the square next to him.
Go for it.
25 to hit.
Hits.
12 damage.
You do manage to squash some of them, but they're definitely slipping around the axe and buzzing around and avoiding some of your attacks. So it's not quite doing full damage.
Okay.
Perhaps it's resistant.
Okay. Horik is going to take another 2 steps forward towards the terrible, terrible dinosaur.
Okay.
And he's going to take a swing with the boar mace. It's a 12 to hit with the mace on the dinosaur.
On the King of Feathers, that misses.
That misses. Okay. So then he takes another swing with the boar mace. And that is a 15 to hit.
That hits.
That hits for 9 damage, and then with his bonus action, the battle axe, and that's a 20 to hit.
Hits.
That's 9 damage, and he's going to really lunge into it and do an additional 6 damage.
Okay, good turn. Got yourself a little bit of healing, got away from the bees, got right in King of Feathers' face, giving him a little bit to think about. It is his turn. Let's see how he reacts. He's going to start with a bite on Horik.
I figured.
Yep. 14 to hit.
That's a miss.
Whoa, good
thanks,
thing
Douglas.
Good thing you got haste on there. And then a tail against Cranston. That's a 20 to hit.
Yep.
Yep.
20 bludgeoning damage from the tail.
Jeez Louise.
The swarm will then move back onto Horik.
Ugh.
Town could potentially make a bite at that swarm as it swarms away there.
Yep.
24 to hit?
Yeah.
7 damage.
Swarm rushes up, surrounds Horik again, going for the big guy, and Sting misses. But there it is, sharing your space, being annoying and distracting. At this point, the King of Feathers dissolves back into a cloud of feathers.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
And reappears across the battlefield, suddenly behind Town and Liani. Cranston, it is your turn.
Cranston steps back and heals Douglas.
Thank you, friend.
16 hit points.
Oh,
back.
My God. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
And then Bardic Inspiration for... Let's do Horik. You haven't had one in a while. Go get him, Horik.
It is now Douglas's turn.
I feel so much better. Because that almost put me exactly to full. Just to be careful, though, Douglas is still going to cast Blur on himself.
I was just okay. thinking about that. That'd be pretty handy right now.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm going to move slightly closer towards the Tyrannosaurus, like about 15 feet, but, you know, still far away enough not to be in its zone.
Totally.
The dino zone, as I call it.
Douglas's turn over. It now goes to Liani. So you are right beside that dinosaur, 5 feet away from it, with your longbow in hand.
I might just have to drop it again.
Don't you have, like, a spring back or anything like that?
No.
You just put swords at the end of your longbow.
Or just knock an arrow and then poke stuff with it.
Yeah.
Stabby stab.
Okay, I'm going to drop my bow.
Okay.
And I'm just going to attack it, and I'll use my bonus action to tell Town to get out of dodge. Let's do my attacks first. How about that?
Sure.
I'm going to attach Ensnaring Strike onto my first attack. 24 to hit.
That hits.
And for Ensnaring Strike, he has to make some sort of save.
It looks like a strength saving throw.
Yep.
I don't know what your bonus is, though.
14.
14?
Yep.
It saved.
Oh, fuck you. So he'll still take the damage?
At the start of his turn.
Okay.
No, what? He saved because he has advantage for being
so
large.
He's not going to take anything from it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter at all.
Sorry, Dan.
Cool. Just
Sorry.
Like always in Staring Strike. Good job.
Doesn't mean don't try.
I'm never going to do it again. Fuck it.
Okay.
Stupid in Staring Strike. Lee kills herself.
Just cast cast alarm on everything.
Yeah.
Your spell slots are good for one thing. Alarm.
Well, yeah. Oh, God.
The alarm will go off.
Alarm has never failed you.
That's true.
Is it true?
It's always
I've never used it, so it hasn't failed me.
It's always gone off every
That's
time
true.
You cast it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I'll just do regular damage.
Yep.
I did 8 damage with just my sword.
Yeah.
And I'll swing again. 24 to hit.
Yep.
6 damage.
6 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Town is... Is there a withdraw?
He would use his action to disengage.
Yeah, does that still take an attack of opportunity?
If you take the disengage action, your movement does not provoke attacks of opportunity for the rest of the turn.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he can successfully disengage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to run all the way to Cranston.
Okay.
And Lee's going to take a 5-foot step into the healing spirit and heal for 4 hit points. Okay. Oh, apparently I've taken no damage.
Wow, way to pay attention.
We'll change that this turn.
Oh, no.
Horik, you are currently occupied by a swarm.
Well, Horik is upset about the swarm. Horik's upset at a lot. Horik's pulling the same move as earlier, even though it was only kind of successful.
Yeah.
He's going to try to squish some bees or some wasps with his battle axe. Ooh, a 12 to hit.
Nope.
Natural 20.
You crit on some bees.
So that's 15 damage.
On the swarm?
On the swarm.
Okay.
I'm going to use my Bardic Inspiration die. Another 6 damage.
Okay. You have definitely diminished the cloud of wasps.
But not destroyed
but
it.
Not totally destroyed it yet.
Okay. So I'm going to use my bonus action and do the same thing. Battle Axe once more.
Yep.
19 to hit. And that's 6 damage.
And the last of the wasps. Take that wasp off that board. And take that D4 that represents Horik and make it run away.
Horik's a brave man.
He's a tough boy.
Now it's time for the King of Feathers.
Man, we had trouble with his bees. The bees that fell out of his hair, like, ugh, so like gross. Dandruff.
And like, listen to him. That's weird.
Yeah. In fact, it's so weird because it's happening again.
Oh, good.
He again with head
shakes his feathery mane, and another swarm buzzes out and is going to move right on top of Liani.
That's the worst spot.
18 to hit you.
Yep.
8 piercing damage.
Okie dokie.
That was an action. And
yep.
No, in terms of the action economy, I have to make sure that I don't summon a swarm and bite at the same time, because that would be unfair. Quote unquote. He is going to use his teleport to move away from Liani, and he will appear up on the grandstand steps.
Oh my god, leave town alone, you ass.
This time he is reaching down right towards Cranston and Town, stepping up onto the amphitheater. It's very Jurassic Park right now. There's like a banner falling.
That came out of nowhere.
I'm in a Jeep.
Came out of his fucking...
The Jeep's upside down.
The banner just falls out of his feathers.
Yeah. Same with the Jeep.
Same with
the Jeep. Can I have a flare? Just wave it around like I just don't care.
As a minor character screaming on a toilet.
That's where Orvex is right now.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting to do Orvex here. Let's see if he can hit him. Go, Orvex. He hits.
Yay.
Orvex, you're the best.
He does some damage. 1.
Hey, that's still something.
He's around somewhere.
Yeah, he's the best when he remembers to fire his crossbow.
I should really put him on the board because he shouldn't have plot armor. There we go.
I'm cool to have another meat shield.
That's him. Okay, next is Cranston.
Am I able to step back where I am now without provoking attacks opportunity? Or
you are right at the edge of his reach. He's going to get an opportunity attack unless you disengage.
Lame.
He knows what he's doing. He's actually a pretty smart dinosaur.
Yeah. Just stay in the pocket. That doesn't sound good. I'm going to cast Bane. This will target both the wasps and King of Feathers. DC 15 wisdom save, please. Sorry, charisma save.
Charisma save from the swarm. DC what?
15. 1-5.
Good luck, Bugs.
Just had to clarify it wasn't 50.
Okay, Bugs fail.
Nice.
King of Feather, 17 on the die.
Wow.
So, the Bugs...
Are banned. What's that
so
do?
So that's a minus D4 on all my D20 rolls from now on?
Attacks and saving throws. Okay. Oh, sweet. I'm thinking we just kind of ignore the Bugs and just...
Seems like he can only summon one at a time.
They do some damage, but... I mean, an action that he uses to cast Bugs is a lot less bad for us than
that's
an action
true.
That he full attacks on.
You're very right on that.
But yeah, no, we should probably get rid of him first. Got anything else in your pocket? Got a magic missile wand or something? No. Oh,
no,
yeah,
I don't
blew
have
up.
That.
Yeah,
that
blew up first go.
That was disintegrated trying to save you.
It was actually really epic. I'm super happy that happened that way.
I was like, I could save one charge, but no, my friend's in danger. I want to save her. And that was the worst decision I've ever made.
No, it was right.
On so many levels, too.
Great decision.
I guess one attack is better than a full attack, so I'm going to move back.
So King of Feathers is going to take his opportunity attack with his bite. That's a 20 to hit.
Yep. And you're just leaving town right there by himself? Yep.
32 piercing
what?
Damage.
That's too much.
And you are grappled.
Doesn't matter, I'm down.
You're in the mouth.
Am I still in the mouth if I'm down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes.
First turn in the mouth.
Yeah, everybody takes a turn in the mouth.
It's true.
I don't want to be in a mouth anymore.
Have you been in a mouth before?
Yeah, I was in a frog's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things in this jungle trying to eat you guys. Douglas, it's your turn. You just saw the King of Feathers grab Cranston.
I did.
With a huge bite, and he is unconscious.
It's really
in his mouth.
Quite bad.
Should stop using barbecue sauce as lotion.
For a lot of reasons.
But it brings out my color. No one's invented tanning lotion yet, so I have to wear this.
That's why the insect repellent isn't working for you this whole time.
Well, Douglas, thanks. You know, this worked before. Why not again? Let's cast grease under the feet of a T-Rex.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so he's making a save?
Each creature standing in it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw, yeah, or fall prone.
And that's recurring every turn that he's on.
That's correct. 15.
I got a 16 on the die.
Oh,
So if he ends his turn there, he has to make another save.
That's right.
That's your turn? Are you moving in at all? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to step back.
Okay, Douglas, that was your turn. That means it's Leanne's turn.
Okay.
You got your healing spirit because you're in that square, but you're still surrounded by bees.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't matter because I've only taken temporary hit points so far.
So you still don't get your healing spirit?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Lane's just going to take the bees and she's going to draw her bow and fire a couple times.
Okay.
21 to hit.
Hits.
13 damage on the first hit. And she's going to use another poison arrow for this one. The second attack.
Okay.
22 to hit.
That hits.
13 regular damage. And 4 poison.
All right. Nice. Couple solid hits to his flank and he unleashes another trademarked roar.
Town's going to stand there like a statue and pretend he's not being seen.
Okay.
In the hopes that he teleports away.
All right. Horik Jones. Finally got those bees off your back.
Run straight at
fucking
him.
Fucking bees. Yeah, Horik's going to run straight at the T-Rex.
Yep.
Going to sprint.
Because your Hay said you're walking at a normal pace, but you're moving.
He's power walking.
It's like you're on one of those things at the airport where it kind of moves you along
real
fast.
Yeah, people mover.
A conveyor belt.
I love those.
Yeah, those are the best.
Okay, what do you got?
He's going to do the regular 1-2-1-2. Two battle axes and two boar maces.
Jesus.
He's going to aim for toes. Which
foot has less toes? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yeah. Which foot has less toes?
The right foot has less toes.
Okay, so he's aiming for the right foot.
Yep.
Okay, he's going to try to get him off balance. Yeah. He's going to get him off balance. With Bob the Battle Axe, 18 to hit.
Hits.
6 damage.
Okay.
Another one with Bob the Battle Axe, 23 to hit. For 9 damage.
Okay.
Boar Mace, 11 to hit.
Miss.
Okay, he's actually going to use his precision attack. That's now an 18 to hit.
Yep.
6 damage. And then his bonus action with the boar mace. And that's 26 to hit.
It hits.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Damn.
How much was that total?
Boom.
A bit.
About 30.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely pretty good.
That toe goes flying.
It does a big flex.
The toe flies. It is the King of Feathers' turn. So he's going to start with a multi-attack. First thing he's going to do, crunch on Cranston's body in his mouth.
Oh,
rude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Super rude. This is a coup de grace, and it's going to be nasty. 41 piercing damage.
Cranston meets his maker.
Oh, no.
Cranston's body drops from the Tyrannosaurus' jaws as a tail whips around, slashing at Horik's face. 19 to hit.
That hits.
14 bludgeoning damage from the tail as it slams into Horik's side. Then the King of Feathers teleports once again.
Ugh. This fucking guy.
I know, right?
Does he slip on his teleport because of the grease?
He doesn't end his turn there, so he can't, no.
You guys should probably run.
He teleports just onto the other side of Douglas and Orvex and Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
Orvex's turn. He's going to take a shot with his hand crossbow. But he misses. He will use his cunning action to disengage.
Yeah.
And then move away.
Smart. Smart guy.
Holy shit, he yells.
Yeah. That's accurate.
Cranston is dead. Sorry, I'm just going to scratch out.
Wait. Way to rub that
just
in.
Scratching that column out.
We can use the permanent marker.
Who had Cranston in the pool?
I think I was like second or third on Schubert's list.
Oh, Schubert. He had Cranston had in the pool.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
Sure.
I believe he had Horik as first. Horik first. I think Cranston was third.
I kind of figured that Leanne was going to be first to go.
No, he actually had Leanne higher up. He's like, Leanne's like, plays it safe.
Yeah, because you're ranged, right? Douglas, your turn. You just saw probably the most mature of the crew. Both in age.
Yeah.
Advanced age.
Advanced age and advanced maturity.
That's sad.
And he's down. He's a bloody pulp.
Jesus.
But here's this dinosaur right beside you.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time to freak out about it.
What do you do?
I cast Frostbite.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little nippy out.
It's a little chilly, at least I'm hoping it is.
What do we got?
Target must make a constitution saving throw. 15 is what he had to hit.
The magic of your ability starts to creep out. You can see that some frost starts to form on him, and then it just falls off, and icicles kind of shatter off of him. It looks like he's made the save.
Okay. So then, am I in his...
Yep, you're range. Within his bite range.
Okay.
And you have a move and a bonus action. You do have blur on, so you got a 50-50 chance of him missing you.
Okay. It does seem like I should just back the fuck up. If I take a step to a sidestep, that's out of his range.
Yeah, you just need to be one square further away from
him. Okay, I sidestep to the right.
He'll snap at you.
With disadvantage.
Natural one.
Hooray!
Nice, so that blur definitely helped you out there because he would have had an 18 hit otherwise.
Yeah, slam dunk.
Slam, slam. Douglas is done. That means that we're back to Leanne.
I don't know what to do, guys. This is pretty shit.
Attack him, please.
I don't want to take a full round attack from this dude.
You still have like so much health.
That 41 that he just did would have dropped me.
Do you have any bonus action movement things like a rogue can do a extra move action and stuff like that? Do you have anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Any spells that might help you?
Alarm? No.
All right. Gonna have to do what a ranger does best then.
Yep.
You could attack twice with your bow and then use your bonus action to get town right in there.
And get
she could pounce.
That's true. That is a maneuver. Fuck it. Let's do
it. I could go for two in one battle.
All right. So Lee's gonna fire a couple shots with her longbow.
Okay.
20. To hit.
Yes.
Okay. 13 damage.
Okay.
And second attack, 17.
Yeah, 17 hits.
10 damage with the second arrow.
Yeah.
And then Town is going to get in and pounce.
Do it.
Town pounces. First, you must succeed on a DC 12 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
He's down.
Finally. That's all I've been trying to do this whole fight. Is knock this fucker down.
You just needed a cougar.
A cougar.
A cougar.
The king of feathers. As this medium cougar, this mountain lion, rushes at the king of feathers. King of feathers whips his head towards it. Town pounces and just catches him off guard. The king feather rolls onto his side. Town goes for the bite.
And hits, doing a total of 7 damage.
But knocking him prone, that's crazy.
No, that's nice.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
I'm just making sure.
You can move.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, he's knocked prone. Get the fuck out of
there.
Oh,
can Lee safely move if he's prone? No, he could still attack from his back. He'd just be at a disadvantage, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. That gives you a half chance.
Disadvantage on attack rolls. Do you want to take that chance?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It worked for me.
Worked for Douglas.
Douglas has, what's it?
Blur?
Oh, that's no, why. Plot armor?
Oh. Yeah.
You mean hero armor?
That means that it is Horik's turn.
It's prone, Horik. Get in there.
Horik, are you going to go for the pounce?
Oh, Horik is totally doing it. He's going to sprint the whole way over.
Yep.
And then he's going to go for a big jump with Bob the Battle Axe overhead. 24 to hit.
Yes.
10 damage.
Okay.
He's going to do another swing with Bob the Battle Axe.
Did you get another crit?
I did, yeah.
What the F? God.
I got another crit.
He didn't even roll the second die on that one yet.
So. No. I'll roll the second die, though.
Double crit!
Double crit!
It's also a crit!
No. It's a 6. 17 damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to attack with the mace. 21 to hit.
Yep.
7 damage. And bonus action with the mace. And that's also 7 damage.
Good turn. That was 50 damage.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Really good turn. It is the King of Feathers' turn. He didn't like that.
Get up, bitch.
He's
going
to...
He's going to get up.
He's going to get up.
Regardless of what I say.
He gets up.
No, he doesn't know.
It's just how he feels like a bitch when he gets up.
Leanne, does a 16 hit you?
It does.
Jesus.
13 damage from the bees.
Okay.
And then the King of Feathers stands up. He thinks to himself.
Sated. His hunger sated.
Her blood.
What? This Horik.
He didn't even eat you. He just crunched
you. This Horik guy has done a lot of damage to me.
He's going to keep doing damage.
I'm going to bite him.
Good try.
21 to hit.
That hits. It's a good try. Yeah. Yeah.
Really good bite. Yeah.
He did a real good try.
Good try.
Okay, I'm rolling max. 23 piercing damage from that bite. How you feeling?
Horik has been better, but he's also been worse.
All right.
Yeah, from the Horik maneuver.
Yeah. Horik's got no maneuvers left.
That's all right. So tail slap is coming at. Oh, you can't tail slap the same person you bit.
That's right, you can't.
So you can't. So guess who's getting it?
Lee.
Leanne.
You should have backed the fuck up.
Nat 20.
Oh, poop.
This one's for you, Lee.
Thanks.
This might be the end of the game.
We'll see.
Just tell me the number.
I rolled a lot of eights. Oh,
shit. You're going to take 35 points of bludgeoning damage from the tail.
Yeah, I'm down.
I don't even think we have, like, healing potions.
I'm chilling in my healing ward.
That's good. Finally, it'll come in handy.
Does it actually help? I don't even know.
It'll bring you back at the start.
It will bring you back from unconsciousness.
Oh, my God. If that's not, like, the best thing ever, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Not getting bitten by a wimp.
Second best thing, Cranston not being dead.
Yeah. The King of Feathers is then going to teleport.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
You're going to teleport again.
Orvex.
Right over by Orvex.
He's expendable.
It's Orvex's turn.
No, we need him now. Going more than ever.
Deliver the finishing blow, obviously.
Watch this happen. He is going to short sword in his offhand. And yes, Douglas.
Douglas.
Save these people.
Oh my God.
Please, Douglas.
I am going to cast Cloud of Daggers on him.
Mm-hmm.
21.
That hits.
Hooray. Okay, that creates a 5-foot cube on each side, centering on the point you choose within the range. The creature takes a 4d4 slashing damage.
Nice.
And I'm going to use that inspiration die. 14.
Cloud of daggers appears around the King of Feathers' head, slashing away at his eyes. He roars in anger and in pain. You can see that he is not doing good.
So he's now at half damage, half health.
If he is, we're so screwed.
Leanne, beginning your turn, you're going to gain your hit points from your healing spirit.
2 hit points.
Shoot this fucking dinosaur, please.
Prone on the ground with bees all around.
Can I stand up and fire once?
Lee stands up, draws her bow.
22 to hit.
That hits. Give me your damage.
13 damage.
Lee, after falling unconscious from a tail slap, healed by the spirit of Town's ancestor.
Luke kind of like paws at you a bit and you wake back up.
Pause.
It's like kneading me.
Yeah.
Like a nice little massage. Yeah. You stand up, draw your bow back. The bow arcs perfectly through the air, piercing the King of Feathers through one eye and out the other.
Oh, shit.
And it falls dead.
So he was facing.
So does that mean I have like 2 eyeballs on that arrow?
You have 2 eyeballs on that arrow and you also have another level.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yay!
We did it, all of us.
We'll deal with the fallout in 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
The music in this episode was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling.